Well, I'm just coming back from 2 weeks off to go on a church history tour with Lisa. We went to Palmyra and the Susquehanna River, Harmony, Pennsylvania, Fayette, stuck in Niagara Falls there. I think we were in the area. And then to Kirtland, and flew a distance, and hit Nauvoo Disneyland, and well, what more do you say than that? So I'm just getting back to my schedule. My first day back to work after the 2 weeks off, I had only thought that God the Father had visited with Joseph once. But I learned that there's actually five times. They seem to, well, besides the first one, they all seem to be tied to major milestones that probably needed to be shepherded over by the Father. And they all took place either in New York or Ohio. And it was all very, you know, a lot of it is kind of perfunctory. A lot of going around to, you know, it's all based on places. Sometimes it's about amazing things that happened. And that was good. I like that. There was a lot of the, oh, I don't know, surrounding historical stuff that really didn't mean a lot to me. I was really amazed that so much happened so close to the Joseph Smith home. I didn't know the Smiths owned the Sacred Grove. But so much happened around, you know, probably within 3 or 5 miles of where Joseph Smith and his family lived in Palmyra. So yeah, the most interesting sensations were Palmyra and Kirtland. So the last 4 or 5 days of the trip were kind of whatever. Matt called it the following the trail of Joseph Smith, which I think is really accurate. Joseph Smith was a heck of a guy. And he, you know, when he got into that, when he prayed in that grove, basically to figure out which church to join, with just this desire to be more righteous. I don't think he really bargained for any of what came after. But he was willing to do it. He was willing to persevere to take the joys that came, to take the pains that came. And as much as God the Father came to kick off many things, it was through the instrumentality of Joseph making those things come to pass. So was it a good trip? Yeah, it was a good trip. I don't really know that the Nauvoo experience I don't know about the Nauvoo experience. Like I said, I call it Mormon Disneyland. And I don't want to make an immediate connection to it. But it gave me impressions like the money changers in the temple. Not that there was any commerce going on, but it was just, it's like these treks, you know. For a while after the 150th anniversary of the church founding, there was a lot of treks going on. We were going to reenact the Mormon treks, and the more hot and obnoxious and difficult and close to dehydration people got, it was supposed to be some kind of spiritual experience, which I find very unspiritual. Kind of a weepy, go and have fun thing. Like I said, I found the first half of Palmyra, you know, New York, Pennsylvania, Kirtland. I found that really, there was something to be found there. Although there was plenty of, well, this is how the Book of Mormon was printed and put together and made and all that. I'm happy with the coming forth of the Book of Mormon. That was meaningful. There really wasn't a whole lot in Missouri to think about. Trying to remember what my basic takeaway was from the Missouri period, which is basically try not to frighten your neighbors. Of course, there's always going to be an element of that. There's still a lot of church temples that get very strongly opposed by communities where we would like to put them. Anyway, I do have now an attitude about tours, treks. I had an attitude about treks before, but now it's even more. I haven't seen all the stuff. I know there's I know that there's a lot, there's some things to do for winter quarters. You know, the Pioneer Trail has been kind of, you know, it's not really a commercialization so much as it is, you know, we call all these cute, they were cute, sister missionaries to do these missions of, you know, I don't have any spiritual experiences with a lot of them. There's some of them, I guess I do. I did, when I was in the Sacred Grove, I could feel where it happened. Lisa said it was over. I said, oh no, it was right there. Right there is where Joseph saw the Father and the Son and spoke to them. So anyway, you know, I don't know. So I guess I wouldn't be very fond of these Daughters of the Utah Pioneers sort of experiences. And to a large extent, I think I'm a little questioning of their ultimate conversion value. I imagine it all makes the experience real. It might have more meaning for people who their grandparents, their great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents went through these experiences, you know? My gosh, third gear the whole time. Save some pain and torture now. It's gas. Anyway, so but other than that, I think it was okay. I found it interesting that several of these people had already seen a lot of these things and been to a lot of these places before. I don't see much use in going twice to them. Lisa! Lisa's all excited. She wants to take at least Matt and Brenna, although Brenna didn't seem terribly excited to go, to like Nauvoo. And to Hannibal, Missouri. She was talking it up to some of the kids. And I'm not a very good tourist to begin with. Most of the interest in most of these things is contrived. Like I know that during our trip to Scotland and Ireland, and we went to this one pub that I guess was begun in 900 AD. Wow. It's like the oldest pub, or they claim to be the oldest pub in Scotland. And there were some interesting stories out of it. There was really nothing to me. I guess I didn't mind that trip to Scotland Island so much because it wasn't supposed to have, you know, there's supposed to be these huge, deep, poignant spiritual experiences with this tour, and I think it was being I don't want to say pushed, but that you would have this amazing experience. And it just seemed to be a touristy thing to do. I've been talking about, I guess Lisa's been humoring me, that it would be good for us, with whatever money we were able to collect, which is quite a bit actually, if I toned down a bit on what would you call it? If I would tone down a little bit on the whole idea of well, I got my 401k. That we could get a place closer to a temple and become one of those kind of people that spend some days each week doing temple work. I think that kind of interests me quite a bit, actually. We're looking at places around Lubbock. Maybe I need to set particular goals to do this. Make that our big desire. Maybe on the far side of Slayton, Texas. That would be good. Not being a community type, obvious from my attachments to Comcurian, which is nothing. We might do that. Lisa's been coping with this kitchen that she has. I think she'd like one that's a little larger. We like older homes. They're frankly better built, required less maintenance. That's one of the things that I noticed on this trip was we were back east near New York, places like that, and let me tell you, the place was, the houses were, there wasn't a loser among them. If it wasn't for the weather, back east, of course it's green, and it was beautiful already, or our part of the country is just, I don't know, it's not really coming on this year particularly, or at least doesn't seem to be in Tucumcari. I'm up here on top of the Cap Rock, and I can see, you know, the hay is coming up, I guess it's alfalfa hay, and but only in some places. Other places, it looks like they really aren't doing anything. So, Lubbock's just a little bit more humid than I like. I like a drier place. Maybe that's why Arizona speaks to so many people. I want to get away, enough away from town, 10, 20 miles, kind of like how the ranch was. That gets you, you know, so that you're not I don't know. But you know, I've got to take Lisa into account for a lot of these things. So I need to talk to Lisa about this business. I thought the idea of getting closer to a temple. Moving further west seems better than moving east, which brings on more weather issues. Jim Carrey works well for Lisa. Maybe it'll work a little better. Well, I don't know. The situation we have now is good, but I don't want to be doing this till the end of time. You know, basically working at the, once I get out from under this job, I think it's a horrible thing. It's just that for the plans that I have, the job is helpful, but not, it doesn't do the thing. If we took earlier trips into Lubbock to be there for like the I think there's a 6 o'clock session at the temple on Tuesdays. It would make it easier for us that I don't know. If we want to push for being temple workers at some point, I think that might be good. And that would necessitate us either having a little place to stay over there, or I don't see. You know, like I said, I don't see any great reason staying in Tucumcari personally. Now, the Lord always can have his preferences. But yeah, I think that would be good. Just to be, take care of needs, be an ordinance worker. So we can, be a little closer. Talk to Lisa about that possibility, about what we might come up with in a reasonable distance of Lubbock, or El Paso, although I think that's just too hot. I don't think Lisa wants El Paso at all. Oh, pardon me. I don't know. So I don't know if I have anything else I'll really talk about. Yes, that's about it. All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye.